Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to catch up. Are you well?
Very well. Looking forward to another great week of running.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I popped it up onto Facebook asking for a few questions if people were struggling with things. And we got one in from Lisa Gibbon, who we answered one of her hubby's questions a while ago. And you gave him endless flack. And you said the reason being he was struggling is because he moved to Cape Town. And I said to Lisa, you're going to have exactly the same answer for her. So we'd run it past you anyway. Lisa says she's struggling with chronic hamstring tightness that limits her stride length. I can tell you that Lisa's been cycling quite a bit as well. Could that affect it? I mean, what would cause serious tightening of hamstrings, and what can you do to, first of all, prevent it? And if you are struggling with tight hamstrings, what can you do to alleviate them?
Yeah, look, it's the camber of the roads in Cape Town, and it's because you love your mountain so much that you're looking up all the time when you should be looking down and looking where you're running. Your neck's all arched into the side, so it makes you run funny. No joke.
Lisa, there we go. That's your answer. Thanks for listening to this edition.
No, so very definitely. There are a couple of key points as to tight hamstrings. I guess cycling into one of the most common causes. So we sit a lot all day long, and obviously cycling also puts us into a forward flex position. So the actual act of cycling and closing up that joint angle between the femur or the leg and your torso means that we get quite tight hip flexors from just sitting around, watching TV, working at a desk, riding a bicycle contributes to that. And when you get so tight in your hip flexors, we can get a slight pelvic tilt. And when you get that pelvic tilt, it effectively creates a situation where you have these, in inverted commas, short, tight hamstrings. But it's not actually that they're that short and tight. It's that they've been pulled to a position they're not supposed to be in because you have got this pelvic tilt. So, the way to deal with it is to strengthen your hamstrings slightly so that they can also just help to pull that pelvis back into position. And also to stretch those hip flexors a lot. Tight hip flexors manifest in a couple of ways. It manifests in hamstring problems, glute problems, RTD problems. And I guess it depends in each individual exactly where the problem is. And then there also are other factors, like training type of factors. If you are running a lot of hills jokes aside about Cape Town, it's a really awesome place to run. But there are a lot of hills, and especially if you're running quite a bit of off-road, there's some steep climbs. And when you are running up steep climbs, you lean forward quite a lot, which causes your lower back to tighten up, which again can lead to transferring of tightness into the hamstring. So strengthen hamstring, stretch hip flexors. If you are doing a lot of uphill running, make sure you've got a really good strong core and low back, and that'll help a lot to get that range of motion feeling a lot better. You know, the fact that those hamstrings are irritating you and you feel like cramped up and you can't open your stride, that does indicate to me that there's probably an anterior pelvic tilt there. And if you strengthen your low back, strengthen your hamstrings and strengthen your and stretch your hip flexors, I think that'll help a lot.
Or just stop staring at the mountain, Lisa. There we go. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Lisa, I hope that helps, and best of luck on your training. And I know you missed a run this morning. I was out early, and you were saying you were still lying in bed. So come on. Those hamstrings need to be stretched. You need to get out and run. Until next time, from the two of us, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.